This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. Today we're looking at October 25th, and on this date in 1929, 90 years ago, Albert B. Fall, who served as Secretary of the Interior in President Warren G. Harding's cabinet, was found guilty of accepting a bribe while in office, becoming the first to be convicted of a crime committed while a presidential cabinet member. Part of the Teapot Dome scandal, Fall accepted a $100,000 interest-free loan from Edward Dahoney of the Pan American Petroleum and Transport Company. The Senate Public Lands Committee launched an investigation where he was later convicted of bribery and sentenced to 1 year in prison and a fine of $100,000. That's just over $1.5 million today. And it was on this date in 1964 that one of the most influential bands in history made its debut on The Ed Sullivan Show. The Rolling Stones, led by Mick Jagger, performed two songs in less than 7 minutes, their latest hit, Time Is On My Side, and the cover of Chuck Berry's Around and Around. And that is it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk Monday when today is history.